the justice that's been on the Supreme Court the longest is automatically the Chief Justice. SJR 36 would allow the justices themselves to elect the Chief Justice whenever a justice has been elected or reelected and then taken the oath of office. This would ensure that the Chief Justice is elected or reelected every time a new member joins the court. The justice that is elected may decline to serve as Chief Justice or may resign as Chief Justice at a later time while still remaining on the court. This, I think, if you looked around to the other states, is the plurality opinion in the United States. Our neighboring states all employ a similar process of electing their Chief Justice. Supreme Courts of Iowa, Illinois, and Michigan all elect their own Chief Justices. Wisconsin system, the system that we have that's seniority-based, is fairly rare, and nationwide, less than 10 states employ such a process. So the goal of this bill, in my mind, is about improving the efficiency and effectiveness of our courts and ensuring that the administrative head of the judicial system is chosen by a majority of the justices. I think that will increase the legitimacy of the Chief Justice serving as the head of an entire one-third of state government. With that, be happy to take any questions from the committee member.
Got a couple of them.
Okay.
The Constitution says the Chief Justice is the administrative head of the judicial system of our state. What does that mean?
The Chief Justice is the head of that branch of government.
Of course, all courts.
That's right.
Every single court, municipal.
It's the administrative head of the courts.
Okay, the administrative head meaning what do they do?
Well, they administer. They handle, as you heard, I think, today, the testimony from the state courts, they administer the offices that handle administrative processes in the courts, you know, the paperwork and the work of the courts, and obviously serve as the head of the Supreme Court on a day-to-day basis, handling the rooms and, you know, those type of procedures.
Okay. Have justices asked for this?
I'm aware that one justice has spoken out in favor of this. I have not. Justice Gableman.
Okay. Do you think it's our place to tell them how to run their shop?
And actually, this doesn't tell them how to run their shop. I would argue this does just the opposite. This lets them decide how their shop should be run. And this gives them the tools that they need to be able to make those decisions. Right now, the average Supreme Court justice does not have any say in who the Chief Justice is, and this allows them that ability. If they want to base their decision solely on seniority, they will be allowed to do so, but they are not forced to do so.
Wouldn't it be better off if even just a majority of the justices came forward and said, we support this change as opposed to one?
Well, we certainly could ask them their input on the legislation, but you know, I'm certainly not averse to that.